The Ethiopian eunuch is totally cut off. A precious part of him has been sliced away, and this loss defines him. We don't know his name, only that he is a eunuch. He's been cut off from having children and from any chance of establishing a family line. He's an Ethiopian, a Gentile, and yet something in Judaism has attracted him. Perhaps something from the Isaiah scroll, which he studies so carefully in his chariot. Perhaps it's a promise from Isaiah 56, that God's heart extends to the eunuch and the foreigner, that they too may become members of the covenant. And perhaps with this promise ringing in his ears, the Ethiopian eunuch travels to Jerusalem to worship. What is he looking for? Perhaps a promise of welcome and participation and inclusion. The promise that he too will be made joyful in God's house of prayer. The promise of a name that shall never be cut off. Heart full of hope, seeking belonging, he arrives. But he encounters only exclusion. For the law of Moses is clear. As a Gentile, he is excluded from any but the outer court of the temple. As a eunuch, he is excluded altogether. Yet again, he is cut off. Welcome the stranger, the churches say. Let the children come, the churches say. Draw on the marginalized, the churches say. They promise welcome and participation and inclusion. They promise joy in God's house of prayer. And the stranger comes, and no one invites them to lunch. The children come and shut away in the basement or in a soundproof room. People with diverse gender and sexual identities come and encounter limits on their participation, or they're ordered to change or leave. Like the Ethiopian eunuch, God's people come in all their glory, hearts full of hope, seeking belonging, but in 100 different ways, both implicit and explicit. From full participation, they are cut off. Rejected once again, the Ethiopian eunuch leaves Jerusalem. As he travels home, he pores over the scroll which promises so much. Where did he go wrong? What did he miss? And as he wonders, Philip comes alongside him and shares the good news. Isaiah's image of the suffering servant has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And in Christ we are promised a new covenant and a new creation. Even better, these promises are for all people. Christ came not to judge, but to save, and no one who seeks him will be cut off. Heart pounding, scarcely able to believe, the Ethiopian eunuch asks, "What's to stop you from baptizing me?" Perhaps he is wondering, "Where's the catch?" But there is no catch. There is no catch, and Philip baptizes him then and there, grafting him into the body of Christ. He is no longer cut off, but bound now to the source of all life. No wonder he goes on his way joyfully. No wonder he's said to have become the first missionary to Africa. And Philip too travels on, sharing the good news throughout the region. Good news which is for everyone. Who's been cut off from the churches in our region? Who's been marginalized or condemned or told to keep their kids at home? Who is hurting and confused and wondering why those who say they love Jesus don't seem to love them? And who are you called to meet on the wilderness road and journey with for a while? Whoever it is, do not leave them dangling. Go to them and share the good news that they too might know Jesus' boundless acceptance. that they too may be grafted into the source of all life and produce good fruit. For Jesus is the true vine. Those who are united in him will find life and be fruitful. Through their baptism into God's family, they will be granted an everlasting name that will never, ever be cut off. And as the good news spreads, we will meet many people overjoyed to be invited into the house of the Lord. And we can expect to see this house and many houses become places of prayer for all peoples. Thanks be to God. A reflection on Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40, referencing Isaiah 56 and the Psalms, given to Sanctuary on the 29th of April, 2018. Thanks for listening.